This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All awaited a Nabi after Rasulullah SAW from the Ummah Isa ibn Maryam of the Ummah Imamukum Minkum. Nabi SAW said, you Sahaba will be alive when he comes. Where did Isa SAW come? Either he accepts it's metaphorical or he has to accept that Nabi SAW lied, na'udhu billah. We don't agree with him that Nabi SAW lied.
Did Mirza say that? May Allah's curse be upon the one who claims to be a prophet after Muhammad. Mirza wrote this.
Okay,
and then what happens? 1901, I am a prophet of God.
So the topic is, Adnan Rashid always claims ke khatme Nabuwat pe ijma hai saron ka. Every Muslim is united on khatme nabuwat. So I brought some references. In his turn, he has to explain them because he claims that all Muslims are united on khatme nabuwat. This I have Zubair Ali Zai Sahib's fatwa of Ahle Hadith Mujaddid. He did work in Pakistan. He's well known. Adnan Rashid loves him as well. This is his book called Bidati Ke Piche Namaz Ka Hukam. And he writes about Diobandis khatme nabuwat per daka. They robbed Khatm-e-Nubuwat. Where is the Ijma? He writes a Ko of Tahzeerun Nas, the Mujaddid of the Diobandis, and he says, Ahl-e-Hadith ko masjidon se nikalne wale ka Khatm-e-Nubuwat ke baare ye ajeeb ghareeb aqeeda. Ijma, he says, ajeeb ghareeb aqeeda, inhone daaka mara hai. And he quotes Qasim Nanoti, says Tahzeerun Nas, which is Mukashafa according to the Diobandis. In Al-Muhannad, Al-Mufannad, it says, this is taught him by Allah. No Diobandi will ever deny. Why? The quote of Qasim Nanoti said that Zubair Ali Zai Sahib puts, he can never deny Zubair Ali Zai Sahib, but if he does, Ahle Hadith will know what to do with him. He says, Balki agar bil farz, baada zamane nabawiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nabi paida ho, to phir bhi khatamiyat Muhammadiyya mein koi farak nahi. If a nabi comes after Nabi Sallam's khatamiyat, there is no difference on khatam-e-nubuwat. Zubair Ali Zai Sahib says, khatam-e-nubuwat pe daaka ma. Ahmad Azza Khan said in his fatawa, he says, Man shakka fi kufrihi wa azabihi faqad kafra. Anyone who denies the azab and kufr of Qasim Nanoti, he is kafir, murtad, his nikah is halal. Adnan in his turn has to explain these fatawa and tell us what was the dark of Diobandis and Barelvis on Khatm-e-Nubuwat. And they also say, Wahhabi shaitani lashkar hai, Diobandis hoti sin. Al-Muhannad, here's the fatwa. Explain it for the viewers. Ye kya daaka hai?
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Razi has done it to himself. He has landed himself in a quagmire again. He doesn't know what the hell he has done to himself just now. Okay. He's claiming that the Muslims are not united on Khatm-e-Nubuwat. I'm going to now simply challenge him to show me one Muslim scholar. One Muslim scholar. Sufi, Barelvi, Wahhabi, Deobandi, Ashari, Maturidi, Athari, you name any color, any town, any place, any time, any dynasty, any king, any army, any intellectual academy, anywhere in the world, any time, up to this day, where a Muslim Sunni scholar, or even a Shia scholar, who said, there is another prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another means someone outside of someone who he hasn't foretold. Isa alayhi salam, his return is foretold. Isa ibn Maryam, the son of Mary, is foretold. He will come back in non-prophetic capacity and he will do what he has been appointed to do. Give me one scholar of Islam anywhere. You know, these things he's bringing, they are disputes between Sunni scholars attacking each other over opinions they have. Some of these views are extreme, others are not. We say Allah have mercy on them for their mistakes. Allah forgive them, and for the good work Allah reward them. But none of them believe there's another prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is where we are united upon Mirza, that Mirza is a kafir dajjal, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 30 dajjals will come before the day of judgment. Each one of them will claim to be a prophet. Okay, each one of them will claim. Mirza is one of them. And the Prophet said, there is a building and it's missing a brick. I am that brick in the building. There is no more room for another brick. Where is Mirza coming from? So answer my questions. Ya Allah. You brought this upon yourself.
Zakla, you just buried yourself. 1 second. Okay.
Please pull me out.
Now look, the topic was Khatmi Nabuwat Pe Daka. What did Qasim Nanoti say in Tahzir Nas? Adnan didn't address it. He didn't address the fatwa of Zubair Ali Zai. His claim was they united on Khatmi Nabuwat. His ulama saying, no, Diobandis did Daka on Khatmi Nabuwat. He's saying, you know, we don't agree with these harsh fatwa. Do you disown Zubair Ali Zai for saying that? And do you defend the statement of Qasim Nanoti? Either he was right or he was wrong. Then he said that no scholars ever said Nabuwa is open. This is another lie. He hasn't read tafsir of Ibn Arabi rahmullah of Fatuhat Makiyah. He said that when Nabi Sism said La Nabi Abadi, it means no prophet can now come who abrogates Sharia. Ummati Nabuwa is open. He has to open Al Yawakit wal Jawahir and read the words of the Sufia. Then he said no Nabi can come, but Isa Lassam can come. So he accepts this istisna. Then he said that the hadith says Ibn Marim. Now in his turn, he asked to explain. Nabi Sism said, Yushikum man asha minkum, to the Sahaba, that it might be that some of you are living. He has to tell me which Sahaba will be alive when Isa Lassam comes, because he can't take it metaphorically. Then he also has to explain Yaktul Khinzir and Yaksir Salim. Is it metaphorical or literal? Once again, Nabi said, you will be living and Isa will come. Either he has to accept its metaphorical prophecy or he has to accept that Na'udhu Billah, the prophecy was not true. Then he said Isa Lesson will come in a non-prophetic capacity. He threw his ulama under the bus. Imam Suyuti Rahmullah Al-Hawili Al-Fatawi says anyone who says what Adnan just said is a kafir. He just became a kafir according to fatwa of Imam Suyuti Rahmullah. Imam Fakhruddin Ar-Razi, Imam Suyuti Rahmullah in Al-Hawi Lil-Fatawi, he says anyone...
Fatawa.
No, Al-Hawi Lil-Fatawi.
Lil-Fatawi?
Yeah.
It's Lil-Fatawa, it should be Lil-Fatawa.
It's Lil-Fatawi.
No, the word Fatawi
what is it, brother?
Lil-Fatawa.
Is it Al-Hawi Lil-Fatawa or Lil-Fatawi?
I don't think it's Fatawi. Anyway,
okay, how much time do you have left?
10 seconds.
He says anyone who denies the Nabuwa of Isa, he is a kafir.
We agree.
If Zubair Ali Zai also said it, he just said he won't be a prophetic capacity. You said he won't be a prophetic capacity. It's on record. You denied it.
Okay, Bismillah. Anyone who denies the Nabuwa of Isa alayhi salam is a kafir. Once a Nabi, always a Nabi. The title cannot be taken away. My time. You can start my time. Once a Nabi, always a Nabi. Isa alayhi salam, when he comes back, calling him Nabi Allah is not wrong. Why? Because he's been a Nabi already. Allah has already sent him. He has done his ministry. He's coming back as a follower afterwards. Just like Rasulullah said, if Musa was to come today, he would have no other choice but to follow me. So he's not coming in prophetic capacity. He's coming as a follower. And that's Isa ibn Maryam, the son, the biological son of Maryam alayhi salam. Isa, there's only one, right? So this guy will throw things on Zubair Ali Zayi and Qasim Nanotwi and Ashraf Ali Thanvi and Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi alayhim. All of them, may Allah have mercy on all of them. We love them. We love them for all the good, great work they have done, and may Allah forgive them for their mistakes, right? But none of them, guess what? None of them said there is another Mirza coming after Mirza. Actually, they believe there's another possibility of another Mirza after Mirza. The Qadianis are still not clear if the prophethood is finished with Mirza. They are still, we had the stream, we asked them this question, they did not give us a clear answer. And tomorrow, Razi might wake up one day and say, I am the Zil and Buruz of Mirza, and I am the return of Mirza. You know, Razi might get that revelation one day, and the Qadiani have to surrender. Wallahi, I'm not making this up. This is not propaganda. They do not believe that prophethood ended with Mirza. It's still open. This is why, show me any Muslim scholar. He named Ibn Arabi, he named Suyuti. He's not reading from them, making claims, throwing them in the air. Every time we checked his claims, he was either spinning them or lying on them. Okay? Razi, you know, you are properly following the Sunnah of Mirza. May Allah save you from that. May Allah protect you. Okay? So, Mirza himself said, Hum khuda ki lanat bhejte hain us pe jo nabuwat ka dawa kare. Allah ki lanat ho us pe jo nabuwat ka dawa kare. Did Mirza say that? May Allah's curse be upon the one who claims to be a prophet after Muhammad. Mirza wrote this.
Okay,
and then what happens?
Time.
1901, I am a prophet of God.
20 extra seconds.
Okay. By the way, it is Fatawi.
Jalo, I'm wrong. No problem.
20 extra seconds.
Koi masla nahi.
Okay, first thing he says,
video ban jayegi,
he said Nabua always a Nabi. So he accept Isa alayhi salam will come as a Nabi. But then he says he won't come in prophetic mission. This is the fatwa of Imam Suyuti. You're a kafir according to him. This is the point. Not only him, Imam Zubair Ali Zayi also says that Isa alayhi salam, when he comes, he will be a Nabi. He's saying he won't have prophetic capacity. What does that even mean? As for Nabi says, I'm saying if Musa was alive, he would follow me. He never said Allah would remove him from his prophetic capacity. Nabi says the task he gave to Isa, he said Nabi Isa will get wahi, so he will be in prophetic capacity. This is a lie. He didn't answer my yushikum an asha minkum. You have to tell me why Nabi says said to the sahaba, some of you will be living when Isa comes. Was that metaphorical or literal? You didn't answer yaksu salib or yaktu al-khinzir. Then you mentioned imdadullah muhajir makki, and he said rahmatullah. I have his fatwa here. He says Rumi's kalam is kalami ilahi like the Quran. So in his turn, I dare him to read his Mujaddid's writing. He says, Masnavi ki talawat karein. Do the talawat of Masnavi. Here today in Imam Bukhari Center, he's afraid of looking at Masnavi. Then he said that no other Nabi, no one else said he's a Nabi. So he affirmed that what Qasim Nanoti wrote in Tahzirun Nas was right. Because he's saying Rahmatullah Alayh. So he was right, he didn't do Khatm al-Nubuwwah. But Dr. Zubair Ali Zayi is in trouble for putting that fatwa on him. I gave him Ibn Arabi, he didn't address that. As for using the term Nabi, the problem with his ulama is they never said, I am a Nabi. But Khalid Mahmud, the Diobandi Mujaddid, said, anyone who says Allah taught me ilm, he is a Nabi or a liar. Qasim Nanoti said, Tahzirun Nas was taught by Allah. It's in Al-Muhannad Al-Mufannad. So Diobandis, Barelis, they have Ambiya, they just don't give the title. Shias are the same. No concept of Khatmi Nabuwwat Ijma. He's thrown all of them, Alhamdulillah, under the bus, and he has to answer. The 30 liars have already died. Imam Qadi Ayad said they've already died before the time. Not
okay,
Qadi Ayad,
time's up.
Sahih Muslim,
time's
sure.
Up.
I apologize.
So this was Razi's second turn?
No.
Third.
Third turn. You
and minus
turn
third now.
Out of five, right?
Yeah. Out of five, yeah. Okay. Two more left.
Yeah.
Third.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So Razi did not respond to my question. Did Mirza write, may Allah's curse be upon the one who claims to be a prophet? Okay, Mirza wrote this, and Mirza was mulhim. Mirza had ilham. Just like the Barahini Ahmadiyya case, here Mirza gets stuck in his own quagmire. May Allah's curse be upon the one who claims to be a prophet. And then Mirza, 1901, claims to be a prophet, a British colonial prophet, okay, who was defending the British colonial rule tooth and nail, as they say, you know. So show me one scholar of Islam who said there will be another prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are united upon Khatm al-Nubuwwah. Allahu Akbar. The Muslims, the Ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as diverse, as divided as it may be, but it will never unite upon Batil, which is another prophet after. How can you even claim a prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And it's so clear. His teachings are so clear. He said categorically, "Na la nabiyya ba'di." Was he lying? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no prophet after me. Oh Ali, you are to me like Harun was to Musa, but there is no prophet after me. Is he lying? A'udhu billah. He said, if there was a prophet after me, it would have been Omar. Was he lying? When he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is a building, and it's a beautiful building, but it's missing only one brick. And I am that brick. One brick, not two. Not two. Tusi kidrun Mirza nu tutti brick laake aage ho. To fit into the building.
Be
where did you bring the Mirza?
Bro.
No, where did you bring Mirza from? A broken brick or a faulty brick?
He lost
okay,
the
wait,
debate.
Wait, wait, wait. And trying to squeeze it in the house. The Prophet said the house is complete. The house is complete with the final brick. All of these evidences, you want us to throw them away and believe in someone who's using words like Randi, Kanjri, Haramzada, Harami, all these terms. And then he's saying, may Allah's curse be upon the one who claims to be a prophet. You want us to believe in someone like
okay,
that?
Times.
With all the contradictions? Get alive.
Time's
and wake up.
Time's up.
Yeah.
So Adnan has to abuse now because he's been humiliated and he's shivering now. Anyhow, he just said we have a ijman khatm nubuwwat. I showed him Zubair Ali Zayi said again cutting off. Restart.
Chalo, 10 second
he's upset. He's upset. Zubair Ali Zayi says inhone khatm nubuwwat pe daka mara hai. Ahmed Azhar Khan says Wahhabis are khawarij kilabun nar. Kilabun nar means jahannam ke kutte. This is what Al Muhannad says about
we
Wahhabis.
Agree?
Okay? He says that about you. Why do you agree?
We're not Wahhabis.
Yeah, I'm in Imam Bukhari.
We believe in Allah and his messenger.
Anyhow, look, why do you have to cut off, man?
Sorry.
Is it that bad?
any Khawarij is a dog of Jahannam.
He said it about Ahli Hadith Wahhabis. He said that about Wahhabis. He said that about Wahhabis. Okay, start again. This is unfair. So he said, we agree with Al-Muhannad Al-Mufannad. Alhamdulillah.
By taking these 10 and 20 seconds extra perks, he's going to bury.
Restart. He's upset. He lost the debate. He's upset.
Sorry, continue.
He just said he agrees with that fatwa of Al-Muhannad Al-Mufannad.
Don't breathe. Okay,
Alhamdulillah, now he accepted the Al-Muhannad Al-Mufannad fatwa. He said, we agree. He forgets, it says the Ahli Hadith Wahhabi or Khawarij. Their Kilabu Nara Kunda, Muhannad Al-Muhannad Al-Mufannad. Then Ahmad Azhar Khan Bareilvi says, they are the worst of Kuffar. The Bareilvis are the worst of Kuffar. He says, their God was a homosexual. Now the Billah, I don't see Ahmad Azhar Khan says that. He probably agrees with them as well. Then he quoted some Ahadith to cause Shubuhat. Firstly, La Nabi Abadi is La Nafiyatul Lil Jins. It means no prophet after me. Still, his ulama did ta'wil of this hadith. Ibn Taymiyyah Rahmulan Al Jawabu Sahih, he says, La Nabi Abadi yani La Ya'ti Ba'dahu Nabi Yansak Shar'ahu. That the true meaning is no Nabi will now come who abrogates the Shia, because they all awaited a Nabi after Rasulullah from the Ummah Isa ibn Maryam of the Ummah Imamukum Minkum. He still never answered, Yushikum an Asha minkum. Nabi said, you Sahaba will be alive when he comes. Where did Isa al-Asim come? Either he accepts it's metaphorical, or he has to accept that Nabi Sallam lied, na'udhu billah. We don't agree with him that Nabi Sallam lied. Then he quoted five ahadiths, so I'll quickly refute them. First one, La Nabi Abadi. I already explained this, that they believe Nabi Sallam said, La Nabi Abadi, but he also said, Laysa baini wa bainahu Nabi, that the Messiah who comes will be a Nabi. Number one. Then he said, Harun Musa example, that's about Waqia Tabuk. The same word Ba'd is used in the Quran about that Waqia to mean in absence. This is why Shawal al-Muhaddis Devi said, here Ba'di means Ghairi. In my absence, no one will be a Nabi. So he lied against his own ulama. He mentioned the palace hadith, how beautiful would be the palace. Nabi says, the Anbiya before me, min Qabli, and his own Shar Fatul Bari says, this means Kemal, the Akmalu Sharia. The Nabi says, perfected the Sharia, we accept it. Then he said, the Umar hadith, his own ulama says, it's Daif. As for the La'ana that Hazrat Imam said, he was using Nabi to mean Sharia Nabi. He makes it clear in his books that Nabi is being used as someone who changes Quran or abrogates the Sharia. So he's misquoting. The La'ana is on him, not the Messiah.
This was his last turn?
No. This is
the
second last. So fourth turn,
fifth.
No, you have one more.
Okay. And he has two? Okay.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All of that shenanigans, I'm going to ignore it because it's not relevant. I have given specific evidence that there is no prophet. Rasulullah was very categorical. This is something you can't even go miss. Unless you're smoking and you have hallucinations and you're smoking weed or ganja or some heavy stuff, and then you think this means something else. The prophet was very clear that there is no prophet after me, period, full stop. And having heard that, you want Muslims to believe in someone like that person. On top of that, he himself, what is he writing? Rouhani Khazain, volume 4, page 313. Mirza writes, Aur Khudai Taala janta hai, and God knows ki main Musliman hoon, I am a Muslim, aur in sab aqaid par iman rakhta hoon, and I believe in all those things that Muslims believe in. Jo Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat mante hain, the beliefs that Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaat have, aur Kalama-e Tayyiba, and the pure proclamation of faith, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah ka qail hoon, and I believe in it. I believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Aur Qibla ki taraf namaz padhta hoon, and I face the Qibla and pray towards it. Aur main nabuwat ka mudai nahi. I am not a claimant to prophethood. Balki aise mudai ko dara Islam se kharij samajhta hoon. Rather, I consider such a person a disbeliever. Mirza is writing, in his own writing, I believe in all the things Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'a believe in. I believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, I pray towards Qibla, and I am not a claimant to prophethood. Rather, I consider such a person a disbeliever, someone who is out of Islam. And in 1901, he smoked something.
No,
and then he said, I am a prophet of God.
He lost the debate. He has to do this.
I am a prophet. I'm a messenger. I'm Christian. I'm Kanhaiya. I'm
okay,
Jesus.
Time's up.
He claimed all of these things, by the way. I'm not making this up.
Time's up.
Respond to this, please.
Okay. Now, Adnan Rashid, first he put the fatwa on Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam. Then he threw all his ulama under the bus. Now he threw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu away. Now the billah means like we are free of this kufr. He says that Nabi Sallam said, La Nabi Abadi, it's so categorical. Why do you then believe in Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam? What he forgets is firstly, Nabi Sallam himself said, Laysa baini wa bainahu Nabi, that the Messiah who comes will be a Nabi. So according to him, now the billah means like Nabi Sallam was also, I'm not even going to say those words. Then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, Kulu annahu khatamul anbiya'i wa la taqulu la nabi abadahu. That say he is khatamul nabiyin, do not say there's no prophet after him. His ulama, Imam Qutayba said there's no contradiction here. What she meant is no one will come to abrogate the Sharia. Ibn Taymiyyah explained La Nabi Abadi the same way. La Ya'ti Ba'dahu Nabi Yansakh Shar'ahu. Mullah Ali Qari said La Ya'ti Ba'dahu Nabi Yansakh Shar'ahu wa lam yakun min millatihi. That it means a Nabi who comes against the Sharia. Then he says, Lo Nabi Sallam said, Lo Asha Ibrahim La Kana Siddiqan Nabiya. If my son Ibrahim lived, he would be a Nabi. According to Adnan Rashid, Nabi Sallam is gone, Hazrat Aisha is gone, Mullah Ali Qari is gone, Ibn Taymiyyah is gone, even Zubair Ali Zayd Sahib is gone, because he said Isa will be a Nabi. Adnan says he won't have prophetic capacity, Qiyamah will come. He can never show these words from any of the great ulama. They all say he will be a Nabi, he will get wahi and be a Nabi from the Ummah of Nabi Sallam. As for the quote of Hazrat Ahmad Al-Assam, he makes it clear that the whenever I have denied being a Nabi, I was referring to Sharia Nabi, and the context is because he says, how can I go against Rasulullah and claim Nabuwa and go against the Quran? This Nabuwa of Ummati Nabuwa, he made it clear from Ibrahim. Allah revealed to him, Huwa alladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda wa deenil haqqi li yudhirahu ala deen kulli. So his claim is clear. There's no kufr anywhere. And be respectful to our elders. We have a tongue as well, but alhamdulillah, our tarbiyat is different. We don't do that.
This is my last turn. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Razi did not address my point, where Mirza said that I consider anyone claiming to be a prophet after Muhammad Rasulullah is a disbeliever. Mirza wrote this himself in his earlier writings. Okay, later on, 1901, he claims to be Nabi Rasulullah, he claims to be Jesus, he claims to be Christian and Kanhaiya, an avatar of Christian and Kanhaiya. He claims to be all these things. And these people want us to take him seriously as a viable option for prophethood. Absolutely not. Okay? We have so much evidence in this regard. And the hadith he quoted from Aisha radiallahu anha is daif. It's daif. It's weak hadith. Okay? It is a weak report.
His own share says it's
so they will quote, ignoring all the authentic evidence. All the authentic evidence. If there is a prophet after Rasulullah, why didn't he tell us about it? That there is a Punjabi Mongol prophet coming after me. He will have all these qualities. Among many other qualities, he will abuse people. He will go to toilet 100 times a day.
Now you're doing Gustafi.
These are facts.
He never said he goes to the washroom 100 times a day.
Okay.
He said, in diabetes,
he urinates
15 to 20. And he said, at one point, I had to do this. Abdul Qadir Jilani said he needed to use the washroom 100 times a day. 50 times a day. Do not do Gustafi. Abdul Qadir Jilani said when he had diarrhea, he would go 50 times a day. So do not bring in Gustafi. Respect and finish your turn. You have a minute left.
I will. Okay. Let's go. So, look, I'm making my point. Finally, Rasulullah said, La Nabi Abadi. And he said, there is no prophet after me, categorically in so many reports. All these things he's presenting are complete distortions and distractions. And this is corruption of our religion and our texts. These people are doing this because Mirza was given to them by the ancestors and the parents. These Punjabi peasants in Qadian area, they started to believe in Mirza as a prophet because they didn't know better.
Now these guys
will go ahead and defend him till death do us part.
Inshallah.
Okay. So the point is, if Allah guides people, no one can misguide. And if Allah misguides people, no one can guide. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our Qadiani brothers and sisters in humanity
time
are guided
up,
to the truth.
Brother.
I have nothing more
time
to say.
Is
thank
up.
You so much. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah.